After the May school shooting in Texas, President Obama's Secretary of Education tweeted a radical idea. Quote, "What if no children went to school until gun laws changed to keep them safe?" As WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports, last night, Arne Duncan asked Parkland parents for their help in making his idea a reality.
Former U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan is sitting perched on a long table at the front of a hotel ballroom in Coral Springs. He's facing a small, select group of parents with a question. Do they think it could work? A national boycott of public schools? For a day? Maybe longer? They say, you'll have to ask our kids, but don't tell them their parents think it's a good idea.
I mean, they would actually really hate it if they found out that all the parents sat around in a hotel room and thought this is a great idea.
That's Elizabeth Wiegard, Emma Gonzalez's mom. Cameron Kasky's dad is here too, and Alex Wynn's dad. They agree. The only way to do it is to get the leaders of March for Our Lives on board. This is Jeff Kasky.
The March for Our Lives students have chapters throughout the country. They have tremendous support.
The details are still up in the air. One idea is to do it on September 25th, which is National Voter Registration Day. So kids could go door to door, signing people up to vote and encouraging them to support candidates who will pass gun control.
We're totally in our infancy. We gotta, crawl before we can walk and walk before we can run.
But with Parkland's support, Duncan says he's ready to move forward.
What you have here is a moral authority and a courage that is extraordinary.
One of his goals is record turnout for the midterm elections. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Coral Springs.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.